The cattle industry is seeking solutions to recent market disruptions as a result of the coronavirus, with one ask being for programs to provide financial assistance. Agricultural labor is also a growing concern for those who utilize the H-2A worker program. Dan Rorvik, who ranches at Mackville, says the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is addressing this evolving issue.
I had my neighbor call me the other day who's looking for a couple of his South African workers to, you know, be back on his farm here now this week. And they were told their embassies are shut down, their visas are shut off till the end of May. So those are issues that we're addressing, we're looking at. And, you know, keep in mind if you know somebody whose current job situation has been changed drastically because of all these shutdowns, they are looking for labor out here in the ag world.
Just across the border, Minnesota Beef Council Executive Director Karen Schaefer says cattlemen are making sure the demand for beef products stays strong.
People are going to be needing to prepare beef at home, feeding their families. There's not going to be a lot of food service talk except for some takeout options. Within my own personal circle of friends, I'm amazed as to how many have been reaching out and saying, you know, I just grabbed a couple of these cuts at the grocery store because it was what was available, and I'm not used to it. What should I make with it? How should I prepare it? And I guess first and foremost, we also just want to make sure that people realize that beef is still being produced. Beef is still going to be coming into their grocery stores.
Rorvik, who leads the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, leaves listeners with one thought.
I hope 30 days from now, 60 days, 90 days, a year from now, that we've actually learned something on and how to deal with some of these novel viruses, because I suppose we'll see them again sometime in the future. So I hope when the dust settles, we're a little bit smarter and wiser and know how to deal with the next one that much better.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.